Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So today's one-man junk show, it's like the hockey equivalent of, we just killed off like a major penalty two men down, I think. Or we're on the precipice of doing that. That's kind of the situation here.
Not only did you kill the penalty, I think we got a shorthanded goal out of
this. Oh, really? Look, I'll take that.
I mean, drab.
Yeah. I like that extra tip in.
Yeah.
A cherry on top. Very good.
Hey, props to Cakes. Cakes is killing it today.
Yeah.
You guys are.
I mean, he's doing a phenomenal
job. It's a group effort. I'm certainly not doing this by myself. This is a collective unit.
And we still have two more segments to screw it up.
That's right. We could this thing could all erupt into a giant fireball. You never know. But it's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 871st NHL goal Thursday against the Minnesota Wild, moving him within 24 goals of breaking Wayne Gretzky's record of 894. Ovi scored a power play goal, his 18th of the season, with a wrister through traffic from above the left circle to tie the game at twos. It was Ovechkin's 28th goal against Marc-Andre Fleury, his most against any goalie.
The Chychrun left side. Fired it back in. Race for the puck to your corner. Chychrun remained on the power play one. McMichael was bumped down. Here is Ovechkin shooting. He scores! It's a power play goal for Alex Ovechkin. His 18th of the year. Goal 871 of his career. It's tied 2-2. Washington and Minnesota.
John Walton with the call there, as always. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Had to give a quick thank you to listener Peter, who dropped by. He heard our duress call as far as breakfast was concerned, that we were shorthanded here, that we were running a skeleton crew here on the fan this morning. So he brought by some Chick-fil-A. It wasn't a waffle maker or an omelet guy, but we do appreciate it. So thank you to Peter for doing that on short notice. 800-636-1067 is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener line. We said calls are more than welcome throughout today's show. Let's go to Edwin first. He's been holding on for, looks like, at least half an hour or so. Edwin, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, Case. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year, man. You're killing it on the
thank you. Is this Edwin, the tennis aficionado?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Look at that memory. Memory like an elephant over here, Valdez. What's up, Edwin?
I'm doing all right, man. I've been frustrated, like, in the last few weeks, because there's this quality we have as a fan base, the Redskins fan base, man. We always have this obsession with chasing the past. We never look to the future. It's always chasing the past. It's so frustrating at this point. We're doing this thing with RFK again, you know. And it's like everybody's getting whipped up into a frenzy, you know, about the land going for the stadium there again. I don't think it's going to be as good as people are thinking it's going to be, you know. So I wanted to make a point about, one, why I think D.C. is a lesser option, and two, why we should stay in Maryland. So, first, I think D.C. they need legislative approval, you know, for the land, mm-hmm. for development, all that stuff. That takes time. That's not even a guarantee. So we're waiting indefinitely for an indefinite result, you know. Then, they already have all this money going to Capital One. They've promised Leonsis, who knows how much, for, like, the development of the arena itself, and then the area around it. So they're not going to just willingly give up a lot of money. It's going to be a back and forth, you know, and the team has to wait for all that to happen before it proceeds with the stadium. And then DC is going to make demands of the space as well. You know, they'll need that. They're taking away. They'll have to take away.
Edwin, let me stop you. Edwin, let me just stop you. Let me stop you.
All right.
Can't you just? enjoy the 11-win season, the playoff run? Why are you worrying about RFK? Why are you obsessing about it? What does it matter?
Because they should stay in Maryland, man. Like, let's do something new in Maryland. The stadium there, I mean...
What are you on, Westmore's payroll? What's going on?
Hey, Edwin has Maryland pride.
Yeah, he does. He loves the Commanders' possibility of staying in Maryland. Like, I
let it be the house that Jaden built, you know, right there beside on the same property, just a new stadium.
They can build it on Mars, and it'll be the house that Jaden built. What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Thank you, Edwin, for the call. We appreciate it.
Does everyone understand that nostalgia sells?
It's all about people have the feels from what RFK was like during the glory days.
I think Edwin is onto something.
Okay.
Because I'm a Northern Virginia, put it in my backyard kind of guy. Okay. I want to ride my bicycle to the stadium. If you tell me the Commander's name doesn't matter and winning is the only thing that matters, then you can't tell me RFK matters. Because to me, they're the same thing.
Right.
The only reason most people want it as RFK is because that's where John Riggins used to score a lot of touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as the Commander's name.
Right.
If winning's the only thing that matters, then put the stadium wherever.
I'm with you. I'm team put the stadium wherever you want it. Like, they're going to put the stadium where they get the best deal to put the stadium. I've got an update for you. When you plunk down $6+ billion to buy the team, you're going to look for the best deal of where the stadium is going to get erected.
Edwin might be jealous and have property near Landover.
Is that what it is?
Could be.
He wants his property values to go up? I don't know. I don't understand his weird obsession.
Well, I know he doesn't want it because doesn't he live in Olney?
I don't know if he lives in Olney. I know he won a tennis title in Olney.
Yeah. I know Cakes doesn't want the stadium in Olney.
I'd be fine with it in my backyard. I mean, the traffic there already sucks. It would just be worse 8 or 10 times out of the year. Big deal. I'd get over it. All right, let's go to Lyle. He's on line one. Lyle, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, Cakes.
What's up, Lyle?
Good morning. Hey, you're doing a great job with the one-man show.
Thank you.
Here's the question. When the next contract comes up and you realize you can pull off the one-man show.
Well, hold on. Let me pump the brakes. Hold on. Matt and Mike Marr, they've all been integral in making this happen. It's not me just talking.
That's true.
So it's not just me, but thank you.
That's true. The boys have been great, too.
Yep.
So, but now that you know you can do that, when the next contract comes up, do you ax them all and just turn it into the sports junkie?
Or do you
just ax one of them? Like, you know, you pick the one that left you high and dry today, or the one that's going to drive up your dental insurance because of all the claims last year?
That's a funny thing.
Or the one that's always on vacation.
That made me laugh about the dental insurance making things go up. Thank you, Lyle, for the call. I do appreciate it. Look, we've said for 25 plus years, we know that by ourselves, there's nothing special there. But you put the four of us together, that's where the special thing happens. That's what we've been doing.
It's the secret sauce.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing for almost 30 years. There's no agendas from anybody that are like, well, I'm just going to go off and do my own thing. Everybody knows it's the group, the collective, that makes this whole thing work. There you have it.
It's very diplomatic of
that's
you, just, Cakes.
It's the way I think all of us think. I don't think that's even diplomacy. I think it's really the way everybody thinks about this thing known as the Junks. All right, let's go to Joe from Manassas. Oh, I do like the subject line here. Joe, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Cakes? Hey, you're killing it today, man.
Thanks,
Joe. You're crushing it.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Vabiz, what's up, Bo? Hey, so anyway, so I just wanted to call and talk about how Drabby is power tripping. Banning people from the radio and calling in. He banned me for 3 months for telling him that Pete Rose belonged in the Hall of Fame. Dude, he literally told me he knows more about baseball in his pinky than I do. I was literally drafted by the
baseball
Rangers.
Drab.
I was literally drafted by the Texas Rangers out of high school, and I got this man banning me for 3 months to tell me I don't know anything about baseball and get off the phone. Like, this guy's so He's lost his mind.
That's because you called me an idiot, not because you. Well, and just because you you pitch four innings for the Frisco Cowboys,
doesn't mean
you're an baseball expert either.
Moron.
Well. What makes you the expert? That's what I was wondering.
I know.
What's your credential?
I know a little about a lot.
Yeah. Reddit. That's it. Right. Okay.
Hey, hold on. Drab got in his feels over a Hall of Fame argument.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dude, he went so hard on me, bro. He said, you're not allowed to call into December 3rd. You talk Pete Rose. He said, what about Ichiro? I was like, get out of Seattle. Dude, you're so...
I don't even remember his argument. All I remember is Joe Pontius.
I know, so long ago. You banned me so long ago, you forgot it even existed. Yeah. 3 months.
Hey, did Joe mark this on his calendar when he could call back?
Yeah, I don't know. How's Drab keeping all the bannings?
I set a date. Yeah. I set a reminder on my phone to just call and ridicule Drab because he's power tripping. hey, Cakes, good job today. And Drabby, I love you as always.
Thank you, Joe.
You guys have a great weekend,
Thank
boys.
Thank you, Joe, from the Frisco Cowboys. I did like that zing from Drab.
I don't even.
It did make me
chuckle. Hey, how does Drab make these suspensions?
I don't
know. Why does Joe get 3 months and then Mo gets 2 weeks? Is this just arbitrary?
And you only suspend guys whose name has an O in it. Joe, Mo. Is there a pattern here?
Well, that was just a major penalty by Joe. I mean, he said, Drab, you're an effing idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
He was screaming at me. And it was the wrong day to call me that.
Yeah.
You'd had enough. Every time Joe calls in, he's screaming at me.
Yeah.
It was a bad day.
Right.
Probably the Seahawks probably lost or something.
The frustration had been mounting. Yeah. You just gave it to him both barrels, as you should.
Again, I'm the keeper of the gate.
You are. People have to curry favor with one Drab t-shirt when they call in.
I don't tell Valdez what rejoinder songs to play.
No, I did that today, and he's done a bang-up job of it. Nothing but hair metal and heavy metal throughout the show. I do appreciate that.
Of course.
All right, I did tell the listeners to keep listening, because now is your chance to call in. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see the Capitals Friday, January 10th, as they take on Montreal. For the complete Capitals schedule and ticket info, go to thefandc.com. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to win, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. He'll tell you what to see at the movies this weekend.